question is v'yamai. Why do we say if this katana got married, that she's called an Eishes Ish, and another man lives with her, we give that man a chi of misa v'yamai? Eimo islandess he. Maybe when she becomes older, we'll find out she's going to be an islandess. She's going to be a lady that can't have children. She'll be an islandess. And the svar always is v'yadayte d'hochi lo kodesh, that the kedusha is a mekach tois. The husband only married her because he thought she's a normal lady, she'll have kids. But later when she grows up and he finds out that she's an islandess, he never meant to marry her. Says, so every time, every Kedushik Tana, why does it say here in the Mishnah Stam, if another man lives with her, we'll kill that man right now, because she's considered an Eishes Ish? No, she shouldn't be called an Eishes Ish. It's only Basar Roiv. But without the parish of Roiv, she's not Avadah 100% an Eishes Ish. Maybe she'll be an islandess, and the Kedusha will be bottled. Elalav isn't the reasoning. The Amrina we say always, Zil Basa Ruba, you have a right to go Basa the majority. You could take the assumption of Roiv. And Roiv Noshim Lab Island Ninu. Most ladies are not islandess. So therefore, most times when you have a Maisa Kedushin, we say the Kedushin is good. And therefore, if a man lives with his wife, she is Chayiv Misa. So again, a second proof in the Mishnah that we go Basa Roiv even by Nefoshis. Moses lie, this second proof is not such a good proof. Lie. I tell you, first of all, my chayiv ole diktoni. You know what it means over here, that if somebody lives with this katana, that the chayiv misa may be korvon. It only means the korv. It only means, let's say, her father or her brother. Not because she's married. In other words, also kedushin, it's the suffer kedushin. But the people that are killed maybe only means korvon, only your relatives. So Moses says, no, that's not the pshat here. V'mumsin al yodik katani. It says what they are killed because of her. So mashma not only kurv. Suma says bebol. No, excuse me. No, that's next thing. Suma says my, what does it say? My chayv the tzoni a korban. Okay, it means a korban. Says maybe the people only chayv a korban if they do it b'shoigig. So there you go, b'asal roiv. But maybe for misa we would not kill because of roiv. Suma says no. Well, mumsin al yodik tzoni. It says clearly that they are killed because of her. So it's not only a chi of korban; it's a chi of misa. Nailing more answers. The Baal El Via, true, we killed a person, but you know who? Maybe only the father, only the brother, only the Aroyas, that they do not have to have Kedushin here. That's why they are killed. But when she's married, Kayak and Eshes Ish, maybe no. Samar says no. For in Baal El Echad, we call her Aroyas Katani. If any one of the Aroyas, is Chayiv Misa. Mashma, now that she's an Eshes Ish, anybody that lives with her is Chayiv Misa because of the Eshes Ish. Says, so you see clearly we killed because of Roiv. Samar says, no, maybe again there's no proof in the second proof. Elohachav am I asking, and maybe no, we're talking about over here, the Kiblo Alei, we're talking about over here that this husband accepted upon himself and spoke out clearly, no matter what, even if this girl will end up to be an islandess, still I want the Kedushin, I like her so much, no matter what you are, I want to stay married to you. So in such a case, there it's a Vadai, that she's an Eishes Ish right now, therefore if other people live with her, are they Chayiv Misa. But maybe in a normal case, where it wasn't a Kabbal, it's only a Suffolk, even though you have a Raif, maybe you would not kill because of Raif. By call point, we brought a Raif from the other Mishnah, that by two Eidim, one said, Beis B'chadish, one said Gimel B'chadish, we do kill, and that's the cloud, we use a Raif for Din Imamnis also. Thanks for the precious. Tana Rabbanim, word like this. Hamesulalas, Bibno. Let's say a mother is playing around with her son. Rashi says, Hamasaleles means Lush and Priestess. They have Priestess. A mother with her own son is playing around. And Zeherabor, the son puts his aver into his mother. Zeherabor, Rashi says, that's the beginning of Via. One man the other says, Zunashika, just that he puts his aver like kissing, just touches the makam of the aver of his mother. A little bit further, that the Atoa, the Mokom Amilu, the tip of it, where the crown goes around, that whole tip has to go into her. That's called Haro. So what happened here? A mother was playing with her son, and the son put his aver into the mother. Terrible. So the question is the mother Chayiv Misa or not? If she lives with her son, she's Chayiv Misa, it's an erva. Samar says, Beishama Yimrim Postla Min Akuna, that she's Tzula Min Akuna. Oh, Beisilu Machshirin. Beisilu says no. She's Ksherim in Akula. Rashi says Poslo the Meshavi La Zayna. She becomes a Zayna, the mother. The Aror Kegmar Bia. Like we said in Moron Yevomis. Or Mir Rashi says Misa Loi Mechayv. We don't talk about a Chiyuv Misa here. Kegoyin Shlo Hisra Ben. Only because there's no Hasra. That's why she's not killed, the mother.
there would have been Hasra, according to Beishamish, he would be killed also.
Ubeisilu Machshir, Mesilu says no. Since she only lived with a young son, therefore she does not become Sula. In the forest of Kaman, we'll soon see the Koton, Lav Badihu.
So Shiloh is, how old is this boy? That Beisilu says, since the mother lived with a young son, it's not called a Bia, and the mother is still Kasha for a Kain.
Now, how old is this boy? So Amar Rebbe Chiyah, Brei, the Rabbah, Ban Achmeni, Amar Rebbe Chizda. The Yamrilon, some say, Amar Rebbe Chizda, Amaziri. Hakil Moedim, both would agree, even Beisilu would agree. But then, Teisha Shonavia Mechod, Shebiyosa Bia.
That's Pshita. If the son is 9 years old and he lives with his mother, that's called the Bia. The mother becomes Sula, Lakuna. She calls the Zayna. And if she was Asra, she'd get Misa for that. Tochos mi ben Shemayna. If the boy is less than 8 years old, Shein Biyasa Bia. Even Beishame would agree. If a boy is less than 8 years old, his Bia is not called the Bia. The mother is still Kshera. She would not be Chayiv Misa even with Asra. Lenechlaka, where is the Machloika say Beishame Beisilu? Ella beben shmoina, only with a son exactly 8 years old. It was 8 until 9. When he's 8 years old, that year, the year of 8 to 9, what halacha does a boy have from the year of 8 to 9? That's the machlokes. The Beishamai Sar Beishamai holds gamrinan midoros harishonim. We learn out from the doros harishonim by the neviim that they gave birth to that they could have. It's called a bia at 8 years old. We do not learn out from the Doros Rishonim. They had special kirchas, they had special strength there, as there at 8 years old was called a Bia. But nowadays, in that halacha, a boy has to be at least 9 years old, then his Bia is called a Bia. Then he's makes the Isha into a Zoyna, or she's Chayiv Misa because of that, but less than 9 is nothing. Now the Gemara is, with Doros Rishonim known, how do we know? What does Beishamim mean to say, I learn out from the Doros Rishonim? Where do I see there that they gave birth, or the Bia was called the Bia, at 8 years old?
Minolon Dielut, Mashma, they gave birth to them. They were able to make their wives pregnant when they were 8 years old. Where do we see this from? Elaine, if you want to tell me, the Chassid of the Pasuk like this, it says in Shmuel, Baloi Zois Basheva, this is Basheva, Bas Eliyom, Eishes Uri Achiti. Chassid in the Pasuk says, Vi Eliyom Ben Achitoifel Hagiloini. The pasuk says, "Vehi lishnosayim yom after 2 years, vayihi goyzes him l'avshalom." The pasuk says, "V'avshalom abarach, avshalom ran away, v'ayolach gishura, v'yisham shaloshan was there for 3 years." The pasuk says, "V'yeshiv avshalom v'yishlayim shnosayim yom is there for 2 years." Ol pnei hamelech l'roi, didn't see the king's face yet. The pasuk says, "Vehi mekaysa boim shodim the 40 years." For Yomer Avshalom El HaMelech, El Chono, let me go. The Avshalom is let me pay back my neder, my korban I have to bring. Hashanadati LaHashem B'Chevron. I made a promise to bring a neder to Hashem, a korban I have to go to Chevron to bring the korban. The Siddur Pasuk says, Yachitayfo Ruach Teifoso, Ki Lo Nasasoy Isosoy. They did not listen to his advice. Therefore, Vayachvash Yesachamor, he put his donkey together. Vayokam, he got up, and he went, Obeisoy. El Eroi Vayetzav El Beis, he gave his last words, he gave his will to his household. Vayechonek, and he killed himself. See, the pasuk says, Anshe Domim Mirmo Leichasi Yemeim. People do split blood, they will not even live half the lifetime. The Tanya we learned, Kol Shinoiso Shodoyig, how long did Doyig live? Kol Shinoiso Shodoyig Einu Ela Shleishim V'Yabur. It's only 34 years. How long did Achitofel live? Ein Amela Shloishim Mesholosh. Only lived 33 years. Kam Hevelu. How much did they have there? Tloson v'tlos. 33. Now that's how long Achitofel lived. Now Dal Sheva. Take away 7 years. Devi Shloim. Shloim was born before that. Tosh Lahu was left over. Esra Meshish. He was 26.
He was 26 years old. In other words, Achitofel was 26 years old when Shloim was born. Now, Achitofel have 3 generations over here, because Achitofel gave birth. He gave birth to Eliam. Eliam gave birth to Basheva, and Basheva gave birth to Shlomo. So it had to be, so it must be like this. He was 26 years old. Now, Dal, Tarti, Shani take away 2 years, Mitzlosti, Vura, for the 3 pregnancies. So Ishtaka comes out, and as his wife was pregnant, with Anida, he couldn't live with her. So Ishtaka comes out, the Chol Chad, the Chad, the Kim Leilid. When they were 8 years old, That's when the men were able to give birth, were able to make the wife pregnant. So Rashi says, "Dal tanti b'shanim betlosei buri klema tochos miches chadoshim less than 8 months ain shoyis laver luba zayin chadoshim we run at least 7 months for the pregnancy for chodesh lemei nidus retire in 1 month to become tohor." So stak b'chol chad b'chad b'tim yilad. Rashi says, "Achi toifel hoyled aliyum lecheshana." Achi Teufel was 8 years old when his wife became pregnant with Eliyam. Ches Chadoshim in 8 years and 8 months. The Eliyam hoiled Basheva. Then Eliyam gave birth to Basheva. Lecheshon, he was only 8 years old. The Ches Chadoshim in 8 months. The Basheva leches shona leches Chadoshim leladot shoslaymai. Harei chofav shem, that would be 26 years old. So the last time Achi Teufel, that's when Shlaima was born, when he was 26 years old. So you see, each one gave birth when they're 8 years old. Samur says, "Mimai, what's the proof over here?" What's the proof? Duma maybe Tavayu b'tisholid, maybe no, maybe Achitofel and Elim, both the wives became pregnant the first one, they were 9 years old, maybe. Ubasheva oled b'shish, just Basheva, she gave birth when she was 6 years old, when she was six, before eight. A lady is different. Mishum the Isa saw a bori, because the lady is stronger. Rashi says, Isha Darka Leah's Briah, or a Meheras Leah's Briah. So maybe that's the Cheshbon over here. But the two men, Zachitaitl and Elam, they met the wife pregnant when they were 9 years old. Just Basheva gave birth when she was earlier. Peda, bring your proof, to Hevelev Vlad Mikora, as Zakochad Yisha Meheras, to Hevelev Labasheva Vlad Makmesh Leimai, Oisi Avlad Shemesh for David. Shemelad Rishon Rasidbei Rasher Meisa Yelad Kam to Batechol Lelechem. You see, she gave birth even younger than this. So therefore, there's no proof from here. Could be the men were 9 years old, just she was 6 years old. So from here so far, we have no proof. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. You're holding again that Samach Tesim Abayis. Can we with Charles and Machlekes Beshamim Beitilil? Can a boy 8 years old, is his bia called a bia? An 8-year-old boy, can he like make his wife pregnant or not? So the Gemara says, by Shammai says, you learn out from Doris or Rishonim. So the Gemara says, where are the Doris or Rishonim? So the Gemara says, again, we'll start over again. Minolan, the Yalud, even if you want to tell me, the person says like this, Haloi Zois Bas Sheva Bas Eliyom Eshesu Yachiti. The Dovid HaMelech took Bas Sheva, which her father was Eliyom. Now, Chassidus Pesach says, the Eliyam ben Achitofel. Comes out that Eliyam was the son of Achitofel, Hagiloni. So if you have Achitofel, he gave birth to Eliyam, and Eliyam, his son, gave birth to Basheva. And then Basheva gave birth to Shlomo.
Yes.
So there are three daughters here, and we'll soon see Achitofel is only 26 years. So in 26 years, there were three daughters. Now, Chassidus Pesach says, Vayishlach biyad nosan anobi vayikra shemoi yedidyom, that when Shlomo was born, first they called him Yedidyom, Ba'avur ki Hashem oivu, Hashem loved him. So the Pesach says, V'hi lishmo sam, 2 years after Shlomo was born, V'hi goizizim l'Avsholom, Avsholom did a chetan, he killed Amnon then. So the Pesach says, V'hi Avsholom borach, he had to run away, V'hi elach yeshura, V'hi sham sholosh shonim, he was there 3 years. So far Shlomo was 5 years old. So the Pesach says, V'yeshiv Avsholom v'yishlayim shnosayim yomim. He stayed there another 2 years, Avsholom. O p'nei ha-melech lo-ro, he didn't see David. So the Pesach says, V'hi mikeis aboyim shona, the end of 40 years, V'yemir Avsholom ala melech, elchono v'yashalom es nadorai. If the 40 years, that's when Avsholom went and said, I have to go and do my promise, Asher adati l'Hashem b'chevron. At that time is when he had a fight with Achitofel. So the Pesach says, V'achitofel ro'o, that Avsholom did not listen to him, he rebelled against him, and he killed himself. He left over his last words to his house, and he killed himself. So it comes out that Achitofel killed himself when Avsholom was 40, and at that time Shlomo was 7 years old. The Pesach says, Anshei damim mimimra lo yichutzu yimeim. The people that do ra, the kill, will not even live half a lifetime. Now, half a lifetime, usually a lifetime is 70 years. So half of that is 35.
the Kemar HaKetoifel did not even live 35 years. The time you learned, Kol Shenoyser Shol Doyeg, Einem Ela Shloshim V'Yabur. Doyeg only lived 34 years. V'Shal HaKetoifel, Einem Ela Shloshim V'Sholosh. HaKetoifel only lived 33 years old. Now, Kama Hevelei, Tlosin Otlos, he lived 33 years, HaKetoifel. Now, by the time he died, Shloimai was already 7 years old, according to his cheshbon. So, Dal Sheva, take away 7 years. We want to know how old was HaKetoifel when Shloimai was born. Tehevei Shloimai, Shloimai was 7 years old. Poshtlei Eshrim Vashish. Comes out he was 26 years old, HaKetoifel, when Shloimai was born. Now, HaKetoifel was the Zayd, he was the grandfather. So, it comes out he had to give birth, when he was 8 years old, he had a son already, Elam. When Elam was 8 years old, he had a daughter called Basheva. And when Basheva was 8 years old, she had Shloimai. So that comes out good. We'll see, 20 is 23, 3 times 8 is 24. We'll see. You're right. That's the most turrets. But the problem we have, he's 26 years so far. In 26 years, there were 3 generations. Now, Dal Tati, take away 2 years, Dal Tati Shoni Litlosi Buri. For the 3 pregnancies, each pregnancy is at least 7 months. The earliest they give birth is after 7 months. And 1 month she's in Eidah, so she becomes Torah. So Kis has 8 months. So 3 times 8 is 24. It's exactly 2 years. So take away 2 years for the pregnancies. Ishtakach, that you have now 24 years. So in 24 years, there were 3 generations. And so divide 24 by 3. Techol chad v'chad b'tim li'elud. Each one of them gave birth when they were 8 years old. It comes to us like that HaKetoifel, his wife gave birth to Elam when he was 8 years old, and Elam gave birth to Basheva when he was 8 years old, and Basheva gave birth to Shlomo when she was 8 years old. That's the proof that Doros HaRishonim gave birth at 8. So Mercer says, Mai, what's the proof here? Dilma may be Tavayo Betisha, Oilid. Maybe now HaKetoifel was 9 years old when his wife became pregnant. And the same thing, Elam was also 9 years old when his wife became pregnant with Basheva. But how does it stim then? So 9 and 9 is 18. We only have 24. So I'll tell you though, about Sheva, Olida B'shish, maybe by Sheva, the girl, she gave birth early. She gave birth at 6. Mishum Yisa Sabriya, because the lady is stronger. She's more healthier. And Tate, I'll bring you proof for this. Like you said, to a heavy love, Lad Mikara. She had a baby even before she had Shleim HaMelech. And the prophet says the first baby died. So even if you want to say she gave birth at 8, she had a baby before that. So anyway, the girl gives birth earlier. So if this husband is not right, could be she gave birth at 6. So then HaKetoifel and Elam were 9 years old. So you have no proof a boy 8 years old gave birth. Yes. Elam Yocha, bring another pasuk, another proof. Elam Yocha. Says in the pasuk, Ela Toldois Terach. These are the children of Terach. Terach Hoylin Es Avruham Es Nochav Yesorim. Avram, right. The Avraham, I see. Here it says Avraham, really. Avram, see? Right. The Avraham, the half a minute is, at least the way the Psukim say, Avram was the oldest son. He was the oldest brother. The Avram, Godol Minochor Shona, at least 1 year. The Nochor Godol Mechoron, Mehoron Shona. And Nochor was older a year than Horon. Comes out, Nimsa Avram, Godol Shtei Shona Mehoron. Avram had to be 2 years older than Haran. Well, see, what does the prophet say? Vayikach Avram v'nochol le'anoshim. They both took wives. And who did they take? Rashi says, the prophet says...
Avram took Yitzchak.
What does the prophet say here? Avram, or Rashi says, Vayikach Avram v'nochol le'anoshim. Now, it's the passage says, Shem Eshes Avram Soroi, Veshem Eshes Nocha Milka, Bat Horon, she was the daughter of Horon. Avi Milka, that Horon was the father of Milka, Avi Yitzchak, he was also the father of Yitzchak, which is Soroi. So it comes out that Horon, the younger brother, was the father of Soroi. Yeah. And Avram married her. Now, the Yomer of Yitzchak, Yitzchak, the passage says, Yitzchak, Zu Soroi. Why was the name called Soroi? She saw Nevuah, she saw the future in Ruach HaKodesh. That's what the pasuk says later, that Kola Shetemra Lecha Soroi Shema B'Kola, whatever she tells you, listen to her, because she's a Nevuah, she has Ruach HaKodesh.
Dov Racha, another pshat is Yiska. What does the pasuk call Sarah? Yiska? Sha'akil Sachim B'yofia. Everybody used to look at her beauty. But still the pasuk says, Vayifol Apono Vayitzchak. Kids, later on in life, it says that when Avram heard he's going to have a baby, so it says he left, Vayamav Liboy. And what, that he's 100 years old, how could he have a son, and his wife is 90 years old? So it comes out, Kama Koshis Avram Misara. How much older was Avram than Sarah? Esther Shonim, 10 years older, that's all. Now, the Koshis Me'avua, Tartin Shonim. And he was younger, Haran, her father, Sarah's father, was 2 years younger than Avram. So it comes out that he had to give birth at 8. Comes out that Haran was 8 years old when Avram was 10 years old, and he gave birth to Sarah at that age. So it comes out that Sarah was born when Haran was only 8 years old. So you see, a boy 8 years old could become, make his wife pregnant.
No, 7 years old. It took time until she had a baby.
The same year, 7 months. Ishtakach ki oilet Haran, when Haran gave birth with Sarah to Sarah, betimniel, he was 8 years old. So here's another proof that those who restrained him, the boys at 8 were able to make the wife pregnant. So where it says, Nehemiah, what's the proof from here? Doma Avram Zuta, Tiachvevi. Maybe Avram was the youngest brother. Even though the Pasuk says Avram first, but maybe only the Derech Chochmoson Kachoshevlu. The Pasuk is saying, which one is more Choshev? Avram was more Choshev than Nochram and than Haran. But really, actually, who was born first? Maybe Haran was born first. So it comes out he was 12 years old when he gave birth to Sarah. Then there's no proof. Maybe Haran was older, and Avram was 2 years younger than him. So it comes out he was 12 years older when he gave birth to Sarah. Then there won't be any proof. Teda, I'll bring you proof that Kachoshev Leikroa Derech Chochmosim. I'll bring you proof that sometimes the Torah says the order of birth, not the real birth, but which son is more Choshev. Like it says by Noach. The Chassid says by Noach, it says, Vayihi Noach ben Chomesh Meyashonim. He was 500 years old. Vayirlid Noach es Shem es Chom Yes Yefes. Says here the order was first Shem, then Chom, then Yefes. Now Shem, Godom him. According to this Cheshbin, Shem should be the oldest. Shona, he was 1 year older. Shem, Godom him, Shona. Vechom, Godom Yefes, Shona. And he was 1 year older than Yefes. Nimsa comes out, Shem Godol miYefes Shtei Shonim. Shem should be 2 years older than Yefes. Still, the pasuk says, "Uchsiv." It says, "For Noach ben Sheish Meyas Shon, he was 600 years." Be'amabul Hoya Mayim Alos. The Mabul is here. Uchsiv. The pasuk says, "Now Ela told us Shem. These are the children of Shem. Shem ben Meyas Shona. At when Noach was 600." He was 100 years old, because Noach gave birth at 500. So it says at that time, Shem ben Meyashonah, Fayelet as a Pachshad, Shinosai Machra Mabel, 2 years after the Mabel, Ben Meyashonah, for the Mor was the only 100 years old, Ben Meyavatatin Shonahevi, he was the oldest son, he should have been 102, if Noach gave birth at 500, and now it's 600, a year, 100 years later, and 2 more years, 602, and so he should have been 102. Ela, the pshat is, Derech Chochmosan Kachoshev Lei, that Shem was not really the oldest son. Shem was the youngest son. The reason why the person put Shem first, because he was more Choshev. In Sakinami by Avram Avinu also could be, Derech Chochmosan Kachoshev Lei. When the person says Avram, Nochor, and Haran, it only means that Avram was more Choshev than the other two, but maybe Avram was the younger brother. Omer of Kanavkana said, "I'm Risla Shmaita Kamdras Vid Min Adoi Omeli Osam Yochum Asnisa." You bring a proof that the pasuk says Derech Hashivus from Noach V'Yanan Os Mehochum Asnisa. I'll bring a proof on this pasuk. It says, "Ulishem Yulad Gamhu Avi Kol Bnei Eiver Achi Yefes Hagodol." So he's the brother. Yefes was the oldest. Yefes Hagodol Shebachav Evi. It says here that Yefes was the oldest brother. And before the pasuk says Shem Chom the Yefes, it says Shem first. Ela Monon Ela Yeah. So that's the proof that Derech Hashivus, that even though Yefes was the oldest brother, the pasuk before says Shem first, because Shem was the more chashiv, the more important one. So that's another proof that sometimes the pasuk just says the more important one first. So the kids, so we have no proof yet that Derech Hashivus, the boys were able to give birth at 7, make the wives pregnant at 8. Eliminol, if so, where do we know the proof? Where does Meshamer learn out that Doros Rishonim, the boys, were able to make the wives pregnant at 8? Mehocha. The Pasuk says, Uvetzalel ben Uri ben Hur. Betzalel was the grandson of Hur, Lamata Yehuda. The Sivet says, Va Thomas Azubesh is Kolev. Kolev's wife died. Va Yikach took a second wife. The Yikach loy Kolev es Ephros. He took Ephros. Va Toiled loy es Hur. It comes out, Kolev gave birth to Hur. And Hur gave birth to Uri, and Uri gave birth to Betzalel. So three generations from Hur down to Betzalel. Batoiled es Hur, Yeki Ovad. Now, Vechi Ovad Betzalel Mishkon. When Betzalel made the Mishkon, Bar Kam Hevi, how old was he? Bar Tlesi was 13 years old when he made the Mishkon. That's how smart he was. You see, the passage says, Ish Ish Mimlachtoi, Asher Heim Roysim. Betani learned like this. Shona Rishon, Ish Ish, Mashmi, have to be an Ish. An Ish is at 13, it's called an Ish. Even though in Sarah Murray we say it's called a Ben, not an Ish, but that's because of Drosha Ish or Ben. But Minastam, a person's called an Ish at 13. Betani learned like this. Shona Rishon is the first year after the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, also Moshe Mishkan. Moshe himself put up and made the Mishkan. Shania, the second year ready, Hekim Mishkan, he put up the Mishkan, Vashalach Meraglim. The second year after Yisias Mitzrayim, that's when Moshe sent the Meraglim. You'll see the Pasuk says, Ben Aboyim Shona Lechi, Vashalach Moshe, Ever Hashem. Kolev said he was 40 years old, Kolev, when Moshe sent him to be a regal. The Ator Hinei Anoichi Ayoyim Ben Chomesh Ushmoinim Shona. Now I'm 85 years old. So Kama Hevelu Aboyim 40 years. So Dala Beis, take away 14 years. Devi Betzalel. Betzalel at that age. He says here now he's 40 when he was a Meragel. Now at that time Betzalel was 14 years old. He was 13 when they first built the Mishkan. So the next year was 14. So take away 14 for 40. Parshlu Esra Meshish, you have 26. So it comes out that Kolev was 26 when the Tzala was born. And that's the third generation. So Dal again, Dal Tati Shonet Glossiburi, take away 2 years for the three pregnancies. The pregnancies took at least 7 months and 1 month for the Nidus. So it's 8 months. 8 times 3 is 24, 2 years. Ishtacha comes out that when Chur gave birth, he had to be, the Kolev had to be 8 years old when he gave birth to Hur, and Hur was 8 years old when he gave birth to Uriah, and Uriah was 8 years old when he gave birth to Betzalel. The Chol Chad V'Chad B'Tim Ne'elot. Here there are three men, and in 24 years, that's three children, so you see they gave birth when they're 8 years old. So kids, that's Pesham Ashita, that a boy at 8 years old, his Bia is already called a Bia. He learned that from the Rishonim, but Allah, who we held, no, a boy has to be at least 9 years old. We hold like Pesilo that we do not learn out from the Doros HaRishon. Ben, now the Mishnah says, Ben V'loi Bas, that a Ben Sara Mara only applies to a Ben, to a boy. If you see he's doing the wrong things, we'll soon see the next Mishnah what he's doing, but not a daughter. Masa Tan Yom Rav Shimon, Bedin really in Svara, who should take Bas, Ruya Leah's Ben Sara Mara. Really in Svara, a girl should be worse. If you see like she's 12 years old and doing znus, making herself hefka for men, we should see now that she's in a wrong track, we should have her killed. Shako Mitsuya Metzla, the Avera, if she's a Zaina now, for